Medellin is best known as the violent home turf of the late Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar. Things have quieted down a bit since Escobar's time, but recently a shooting war has broken out among a new generation of drug gangs, and the murder rate there is soaring. To fight back, President Uribe wants to hire university students to serve as paid police informants, but critics say that would only lead to more bloodshed. John Otis reports from Medellin.
Last year, Medellin registered 1,432 murders, nearly twice as many as in 2008. Analysts blame the crime wave on the extradition to the United States of Diego Murillo, a drug trafficker who controlled the Medellin underworld for much of the past decade. With Murillo out of the picture, smaller gang leaders are battling for supremacy. Their goal is to control trafficking routes, street sales of cocaine, and extortion schemes that force business owners to hand over monthly protection payments. Carlos Arcila teaches elementary school in a Medellin slum known as Comuna 6. He says the violence has gotten so bad that people here rarely venture out after 9 p.m.
Bananeros, machacos, mondongueros.
Walking through Comuna 6, Arcila ticks off a list of about 30 criminal organizations that are terrorizing the city. He says we're safe as long as we don't stray into another neighborhood where outsiders are often accused of spying for rival gangs. If we're seen walking over there, Arcila says, people would stop us. They might even kill us. During President Álvaro Uribe's 8 years in office, Colombia's overall murder rate has dropped sharply. But Medellin is the exception. It's also Uribe's hometown, and he's vowed to take back control of the city before he steps down in August. Part of his plan involves using university students as spies.
Como informante de la fuerza pública para desterrar el homicidio.
Uribe says his government will recruit up to 1,000 students living in the slums to serve as informants. They will be paid about $50 a month to help police identify gang leaders and drug dealers. For the Uribe government, paying informants has paid off. Thousands of Marxist guerrillas have deserted and turned over key information to the Colombian military in exchange for cash and job training. But these rebel turncoats were already involved in the war. Critics say recruiting student informants would only bring more young people into the conflict. Former Medellin Mayor Sergio Fajardo is running for president in the May elections.
It's a monumental mistake. It goes in the opposite direction of what we have to do with our youth.
Fajardo says the government should sponsor education and jobs programs in poor barrios to reduce the attraction of joining gangs that work in cahoots with drug trafficking organizations.
Porque él dijo que los mecanismos...
Hundreds of students recently gathered at the University of Antioquia in Medellin to debate the spy plan. Left-wing students are already being targeted by right-wing death squads who view them as guerrilla sympathizers. Now, they fear President Uribe's initiative will spread paranoia and make all students potential targets of revenge-seeking gang leaders. What's more, corrupt police officers who cooperate with the bad guys could end up outing the student informants. Should that happen, the city's staggering death toll would climb even higher, according to Jorge Velasquez, a former gang member. Informants are always killed, he says, just like in the movies or on TV. For The World, I'm John Otis, Medellin, Colombia.